Well, hello to all my American friends and neighbors. This is Wayne Elliott, your honored guest host for this hour, in the Power Hour. Always great to be with you. Today, I would, before we get on to anything else, I'd like to encourage folks to call in and talk to us on the radio, whether you have some information, an opinion, a question about natural health or otherwise. If I can't answer it, I'll sure tell you. But we can have a conversation. And the number to call into the show is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. I hope you call in, folks. Maybe it'd be interesting to hear from our American friends in different states. Tell us what's going on in their state with respect to restrictions, openings, closings, how things are going. Canada is a bit of a sad story, more than a bit. I'm a Canadian, as any of you who've listened for this past year know. I'm on the show fairly regularly, always my great pleasure. America being my second home, South Florida specifically. Didn't get there this year, much to my chagrin, but I have for, you know, a long, long time, pretty much every year of my life. And, you know, I love America. I love Canada. I don't love what's going on up here. We've basically, the country's locked down now. The provinces can act independently and do. But recently, now, as far as I know, there's only one province, Saskatchewan, very big province, but a very low, small population, very small. I think less than a million people in the whole province. And I believe Saskatchewan is quite a bit bigger than any U.S. state. So this is farmland. This is part of Canada's breadbasket. And they are doing better. But then again, it's farming land, and folks aren't gathered together in big centers for the most part, and high-rise towers and office buildings and such. There's more of the folks living out in the country, so to speak. But otherwise, Canada is pretty much locked down. Our company, the ship recycling crew, is out in Nova Scotia now. We're going to do a large government ferry boat. And boy, oh boy, it's just because they're from Ontario, some of them, some are from Nova Scotia. We have a facility there in Cape Breton Island, one of the most beautiful places in this world, I think. Pardon me. And, yeah, extra restrictions for the essential services workers. And so I guess like some of the United States, the Canadian provinces are not all aligned. There doesn't seem to be a lot of cohesion. Previous to this, one opens, another closes, added restrictions, less restrictions. I think cities like Toronto might obviously be the most challenged. It's the fourth largest city in North America. So you just imagine not your largest cities, but, you know, your big cities. There's so many people and so many big buildings, and we'll have to see what happens there. But it's gone a little bit crazy here, to say the least. Just to give you the most recent, we are in a lockdown in Ontario. A six-week one that's going to be extended, they pre-warn us, for another 2 weeks, so into June the 2nd or 6th, I think, this will go on. And only big-box stores, pharmacies, takeout for food and so forth is open. No stores or anything except the big ones. And this is the best, I thought. This is the topper. You can put your boat, if you have one, fishing boat or pleasure boat or ski boat, fun boat, in the marina. And you can sit on it, but you can't take it off the dock. You cannot go out by yourself, with your mate, with your wife, with anyone, including alone, go out into the lake to enjoy yourself. So when I say it's gone a bit too far, in my opinion, that I cannot figure out the sense in that. Are they testing us here in Canada to see how much we'll swallow? You know, we're so far, folks, you know, we're kind of like suppositories here. We just go wherever we're pushed. And it's getting a little frustrating, to say the least. children are suffering. Pediatricians across the country have written and pleaded with the government to stop the lockdowns, open the schools, let these children have outdoor activities. They claim that the carnage, mentally as well as physically, but I take it more mentally, the carnage to these young ones who have no choice. They're not part of the decision maker. They can't even vote. Some of them toddlers and babies. They have no choice. And what we're doing to them, what we're doing to kids' educations, we're social creatures, and there's no one more social than a child. You know, I don't care how old you are. I'm 67, but I remember when I was a kid, there was just nothing better. Get to that park, a couple of fellas with the ball gloves, and away we went for the day. And kind of a come one, come all thing. It was just the best. It was just the best, whatever your thing was. It might have been playing checkers or Monopoly with your friends, but these get-togethers, they're important, very important to kids. And we really dropped the ball here in Canada. It's as though they don't matter. And what's more disturbing is, of course, the COVID infection rate for children and the death rate has been truly so low that, I don't like to say inconsequential, because one person dying is a sad thing. I'm not trying to minimize any problems there have been, but to do this to all the children for the sake of a relative handful, I don't think there's ever been a time in history like this where we made such decisions. And I know there's been some differences in America, so please call in, folks. Anybody that's got a comment or some information for us, or have a discussion, have a question about anything, if I can help, it'll maybe help us all to get different points of perspective, different points of view, different points of geography where things are happening differently. But it's not a good situation, certainly here in Canada. Ironically, you know, we've been so slow to get the vaccines. They say that 4% of Canadians have been vaccinated. And this isn't, I'm not going to discuss for or against vaccines. It's a personal choice and should be for people. So that isn't the point here. But as we vaccinate more of Canadians, the infection rate is increasing. And I'm also not trying to say that's because folks got vaccinated. That is not my point at all. I have no idea if it has anything to do with it. People has gotten COVID after being vaccinated, but whether the vaccine was the reason, I have no idea. That isn't what I'm trying to say. I'm saying that the vaccination, we're not following the rules here in Canada either. We're not getting the second dose within 2 weeks of the first dose, like, as far as I know, most of the Americans are. That's what the manufacturers recommend. So even though there was so little and short testing and so forth, and there's a lot we don't know about these, you'd think it's at least wise, as you've done in America, to follow the manufacturer's recommendations and have them 2 weeks apart. In Canada, your appointment, for the most part, is 4 months after your first dose. 4 months. We've gone further because we did such a poor job of getting vaccines, and we can't manufacture any. We bought no licenses and apparently have no facilities. So what we're being offered is the least two popular. One that America chose not to to stop using, another that one Canadian province now has stopped it, the AstraZeneca it is, and Ontario, my province where I'm at, they're considering it. So there's no cohesion. America, I believe, wisely turned away from that one. It did have, even with the claims, it had the lesser of the success rates of the main two that Americans got, the Pfizer and Moderna. So even in their own studies, they were quite a bit more effective, a third more at least, and actually almost 50% more if their figures were all correct. So, you know, regardless of what else you have to say about it, whether you're for or against it, It's darn near been opposites right here across the border from you folks in Canada, where we obviously weren't prepared, didn't make good deals. We've actually ordered 400 million doses, so we have at least five coming one day, have at least five times as much as we could need if every single human in Canada got a vaccine and got the second. We have five times as much as we could have used. So I expect we'll be offering this less popular vaccines that we've gotten and we're getting to other countries on, with our compliments. And as I said, I've given you some examples. You can see how that doesn't add up. I mean, you can take my word for it that out in the middle of Lake Erie, those perch and pickerel cannot catch COVID from you or your wife, nor can you catch it from them. And otherwise, there's no one for miles around you. A Laker might go past 5 or 6 miles off your boat. But rules like that just make me completely, suspicious. Begs the question of, okay, where was the, what's the intelligence in that one? Even if it is a tiny majority, a tiny percentage of the population that have a boat to go out in the lake in or in the river in, why include that one? Because to me it looks nonsensical, or nonsense. So that's some of the things going on up here in the Great White North, and from what I've seen and read, the United States is doing better. You're certainly more open than Canada is in terms of your jobs and your businesses and facilities, produce an economy. Hopefully this is behind us sooner than later. The border's still not open. It's been closed for over a year now, the Canadian-U.S. border, and sadly ironic that so many Canadians, including our leader, I suppose, felt that America was, you know, the COVID den. You know, that's where the worst of it is, and according to numbers, it sure appeared that way, but, some Canadians said close the border for, you know, years and this kind of thing. And then, ironically, here we are, fast forward a year, there's more Canadians per 100,000 been infected than Americans. So much for a border being some imaginary protection or barrier. There's no barriers there. It's open air, folks. It's like the Gulf Stream and the jet stream up in the air, the Gulf Stream in the ocean. Things are moving. That has come into question many times. And, of course, essential services are crossing the border as they have to daily, bringing food and so forth, medicines and all the rest. So it's not like the border's closed anyway in terms of being sure that we aren't infecting each other, because it's steady action of trucks. So I hope that border's open soon, because I know there's a lot of American friends that have cottages up here in both Muskoka area and we call it up north here, but Muskoka's, which is probably 2 hours or three from Toronto, and certainly down here on the north shore of Lake Erie, where there's a lot of our neighbors are Americans. They haven't been able to come to see the damage to their properties from the storms or their cottages, and haven't been able to come up. So, but I'd sure like to get back to America, and both for work and to see some of my friends and be back to Florida. So there's no time. The government's being pressed by the border cities to give a date, give a plan. Well, Canada stopped the monthly prediction of the following month. They finally stopped that. And so we have no prediction or date. And the whole deal up here seems to be running on the number of infections a day, despite the fact that the death percentage has dropped further still. So, it doesn't seem to all add up, and I hope nature takes its course, whatever that is, because I believe that's what's going to happen anyway, and gets this behind us to a point where people can carry on with their lives again. Children can be children and do what children do again, and adults and young people and teens and all the sports. People get back together. We're social creatures, and it doesn't matter what your age is. And this certainly isn't good for us. So what I'd like to do today, and we'll have it that the first three callers that are frontline workers, and of course includes the armed forces and the Coast Guard and the National Guard. Doesn't matter if you are today involved in these any of these fine forces, or you're a veteran, you call into the Power Mall today after the show. This will start at the end of this hour, and the first three will get a free bottle of REM Sleep and Tranquil, two natural products, two natural formulas. One is to help you sleep, and I have personal experience. It's just very effective, very, very effective, and doesn't wear off. You don't need to take more as time goes on. That hasn't been what we've experienced with this. And the Tranquil for anxiety, and I've tried it, and it's nice. To use Wayne's layman terms, it kind of like turns things back a notch for you. Just settle them down some, and I hope people will try it for themselves. Sometimes it's just that, as the saying goes, the straw that broke the camel's back. You know, we can get to a point where we just can't really handle it anymore. So we have to try and look after ourselves, folks, and be aware of that. I don't think there's too big a percentage of the population that hasn't felt anxiety and anxious about things this past year and over a year now, with their well-being, their family's well-being, financial well-being, the country's well-being. There's lots of additional issues this past year and change to that we aren't used to. Certainly not used to. It's changed the way we live, and so that's something that hasn't happened in a very long time in these countries. So Tranquil for anxiety, REM Sleep. First three callers, frontline worker, armed forces, veterans. God bless every one of you. I have deep, deep respect. Have some friends that served both in America and in Canada, in Vietnam and Afghanistan, Iraq, and I just have nothing but the greatest respect for them, We must realize that when the going gets tough and there's actually fighting going on, these folks, like the rest of us, they must have some fear as well. But God bless them, that's true courage. They go anyway. They have to go. And they aren't allowed to weigh the odds for themselves and choose not to. So I just have tremendous respect for them, and thank them, and know that, you're so appreciated. First three callers, bottle of REM Sleep, bottle of Tranquil. God bless you. I hope you get a bottle, and if you need it, you take it. Give it to a loved one who might need it. You can use them together. You don't need to. They are separate formulas. Oftentimes, those two things are connected, anxiety and stress and sleeping issues. That's for sure. So it may be that if you're feeling some of both, then they're both a good thing to try together. You can't be harmed, is their natural formulas. The Power Mall, always appreciate your business. Catherine, Jay, work so hard at what they do. They've been doing it since dear Joyce was with us, Joyce Riley. I love that commercial that plays before the shows where Joyce talks about the Strauss heart drops. And Of course, every time I hear that, I think of Joyce and her voice and what a great lady that she was. And I think the world of Daniel, of course, just a great host, smart man, educated, historian, constitutionalist. Daniels wrote a book, the 1776, in paperback, but very interesting, and he does a great job with the show. We're Power Hour fans and listeners. We're blessed that when poor Joyce was lost to us, that Daniel took up the post and has done a great job. And they appreciate your business very much at the Power Mall. It's what keeps the radio program going. And I know they love, and I love them for it, they just love helping people. And it's kind of like me. Every time I hear someone's got themselves a bottle of something, whether it's a good vitamin, a mineral, a stroke cleansing product, anything good, natural that your body can use, it warms my heart. It just, I know it's a good thing. And the people at the Power Mall, they feel exactly the same way, and they work very hard. They're proud of what they do, and they very much appreciate your support. So thepowermall.com, you can go on there and have a look at the products. And the telephone number to call the Power Mall to order or otherwise have a question, that toll-free number is 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. On the internet, to see the website, it's www.thepowerhour.com and www.thepowermall.com. If you'd like to go on the website, and I believe you can see past shows and news and so forth. And then, of course, on the Power Mall website, you can order products or we're calling again that toll-free number, 877-817-9829. And the call, the number for the show, still waiting for somebody to call, 844-769-2944. We look forward to hearing from you after this break. Thank you. Wayne Elliott from Canada with you today.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution. It's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were to drink it, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So they receive with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Spring is here, and so are your allergies. That's why we have quercetin at a 15% discount, available at thepowermall.com. Quercetin, it's a potent antioxidant to support immunity and normal allergen response. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. 15% off quercetin this month only at thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, folks, and thank you for tuning in, listening in today. I appreciate it very much, and enjoy being with you. I was just thinking during the break, the Power Mall, one of the things I loved about it a long time ago was that they have great products, and they have smart products. They have things that most others don't have, and it's all about natural health. What I loved about Joyce since the day this program started and carried on since by Catherine and Daniel and Jay and the gang is that they wouldn't take any advertising from anything that wasn't, that they didn't consider good for us, healthy for us. You know, it's not just they're not in the business to sell advertising space to whoever would pay, that's for sure. They've just had fine products, you know, fine advertisements, all things directed to telling us the truth and trying to provide us good things that that we need or want. And I've always respected that. The tradition is carried on, and I believe it always will. It's just what these people are about. Is the truth and providing you with things that they believe in with all their hearts and just some great products. So check it out for yourself on their website, thepowermall.com. Call and speak to Catherine or Jay. If you have some questions, I guess you could email as well, and I know you'll get an answer, and I'm pleased to help anytime I can. I have most of the experience I have with the Strauss line of products. I was blessed about 25 years ago to meet Jim Strauss and became his primary student for 5 years, and eventually back then took over the radio shows and lectures for him, and just the greatest, most profound thing in my life to this day was Strauss Heart Drops, of course, which changed my life forever. Here we are 25 years later, and I don't have any of those issues I had in my late 30s and early 40s. And I'm so grateful for that, of course. But I'm very grateful for Jim's teachings and helping me understand in layman's terms how nature works in concert with our bodies and all the other creatures that have a purpose here, all the other plants and trees, and everything has a purpose. Everything's connected. And I'm just so grateful. There are times, I must say, where you could almost curse this kind of information, because unfortunately you might see things more disjointed, more unaligned, more crazy at times than a person without the knowledge. But of course, you could never curse it. I mean, it saved me, changed me, let me try and help anybody I could help with Jim's teachings and his great products. So I am always glad to be with you, and I hope that someone listening to the show gives it to themselves. Try the Strauss Heart Drops, any heart or diabetes or cholesterol. I mean, you can't go wrong. I really would urge those folks to get the Strauss Heart Drops. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. And these are all the Strauss formulas made with natural plants, botanicals. It's all we had, folks, before about 1950 or so, when the aspirin was the first pharmaceutical created. It's all we had is what nature provided us. And, we have it all today. Jim always said everything we need is provided by nature. I've certainly come to believe that. And I've also come to believe the medicinal value in some of these plants and botanicals, herbs, foods. And, it's a whole package, really, on the last show I was with you, I had Dr. Michael Garko on, and just a brilliant man, wonderful man, and a show host for 15 years on a daily show. And, Dr. Garko talked about how to age successfully. And that's something, if you think about it. So it sure doesn't mean your financial well-being as much as your health. And, we can really ail and suffer while we're still on this earth. Or, Dr. Garko's passion and his education, which he continues to this day. I've never heard of anybody so long in his later 70s, still getting degrees and studying, and he just believes, pardon me, it's the most important thing, and it's the whole thing. We got to get a bit of exercise. It's great if you have a garden, you can grow some of your own fresh veggies, wonderful, nice flowers, but get down there on your hands and knees, do a little stretch and pull the weeds, pick the fruits, pick the veggies, take a stroll. If you can, you're able to, and you want to, you like it, take a bicycle ride. I love the bicycle. It's just very good for you. Keeps the blood flowing. It keeps those limbs the Creator gave us moving, and muscles worked so that they don't basically dry out and atrophy, it's called, where you'll see some folks that are hunched over, they can't help it, or they have limited, restricted movement in a limb or in their back. And So, you know, we are meant to keep moving, that's for sure. It's very important. The fresh air is very important. I'd stake my reputation, for example, and there's no risk of COVID out in the middle of Lake Ontario or Lake Erie. You know, got to get fresh air. Sunshine is beautiful. We need it. Everything on earth needs it. Without that, we're all goners. So try and get some daily if you can. Exercise. Try and eat good food. It's real tough with these isolations and lockdowns, I know, that folks are tending to eat more packaged foods, sweets, along with other things that are just as harmful in other ways, different drugs and both pharmaceutical painkillers and street drugs or whatever you want to call them, illegal drugs, alcohol abuse, domestic violence is up. You know, we've got to try and keep our feet on the ground here, folks, regardless of what we see and hear. You know, we're important. Our families are important. We should be important to each other. I mean, it's all we got. So, you know, on a bright note, they've been predicting for a while of this considerable boom, business boom, jobs and so forth that is expected. And I heard this, I haven't read it actually, but that the USA, the United States of America, their economy grew 6.something% in the first quarter of 2021. Well, that's phenomenal. That is phenomenal growth, too. So I hope that some of the prices have really gotten crazy. In Canada, wood is up 300%, so it's very expensive. The price of houses has gone through the roof. Many of the materials are more expensive now. All costs seem to be rising, but, you know, if we do have this boom, it'd sure help to get a lot of folks back to work when they can, if they haven't been able to already. Here in Canada, there's millions of them not. In Ontario, just 3 weeks ago when they locked down again, within 3 weeks, Ontarians had lost 206,000 of us lost our jobs due to the closures. And 206,000, and there's, they say, up to 30 people a day still dying with COVID. And, you know, the straight figures and facts, folks, is that there was no more deaths in 2020 than there was in 2019 or 2018. So, you know, death from COVID, no, I'm sorry, that's, no, that just isn't so. It's death with COVID, yes. And could COVID or the influenza B or pneumonia be the thing that pushes a person over the edge to death? You bet. But most of the folks had other serious ailments that were taken. And so I just hope things open back up. Everybody gets back to work, gets back to a more normal life, and good for mental health. And if the economy does what they're saying, well, there should be more job opportunities coming up, and hopefully some part-time work or work for our students in the summertime. I hope that happens in Canada this year. So far, I guess we're going to be locked down to the first week of June. I was hoping to hear from some folks to tell us what the situation is where you live, just for everybody's, I think it helps us keep connected and know what each other are experiencing. And one of my points would be, let's see how much cohesion there is, how different are things from one state to another. Because that was really has been the situation in Ontario. It's been in Canada, excuse me. It's totally been governed by numbers of infections. And, you know, I don't think in past days with influenza B, or the flu, as we've always called it, because it's always with us, I don't believe they would know how many of us get the flu every year, because the few times I've had it in my life, and many others, you can be pretty sick at home, hanging around the bathroom, And a great number of people that get the flu don't ever go to the doctor or hospital. So, you know, we really don't have relative figures to compare to much anything. Now, one of the half jokes that goes around is, what happened to the flu this year? There was no flu in 2020? Well, of course there was. And we heard about the PIC lumping together pneumonia, influenza B, and COVID, PIC. I haven't heard those letters or seen them much, but the intention was to lump them together and report the numbers. Well, that hasn't really happened. The flu mysteriously disappeared, and all that's been reported is COVID. So I don't know if that was a disconnect on their end, or they knew people would figure out in a very big hurry that, hey, wait a minute, some of those deaths, like every year, are from pneumonia. Some of them, like every year, are from influenza B. So let's not lump this all together. So this is what I mean. We got to continue to think for ourselves, to continue to hold everything accountable. I don't think in these days we should blindly trust anything. And then when politics gets involved, at least speaking for Canada, God knows what ends up. This party politics sure doesn't seem to be working out. You know, it really doesn't. But this is what we have, and I don't imagine that's going to change. You have party politics, too, in the United States. It might even be worse because you really only got two strong parties. I know there are more than that, but there's only ever the two parties in the running. And here we have, you know, I don't know, four or five that I suppose could have a chance. But more than that, they have good-sized blocks of followers, so it makes the elections a crapshoot, so to speak. But it's very strange times, folks. This too will pass, and I sure look forward to that. And I hope, as they predicted, the thing. I hope prices of everything don't keep climbing and climbing, including gasoline. My goodness. You'd think it might have dropped with so many things slowed or stopped or restricted that maybe we'd be using less. In Canada right now, you can't travel from province to province. They actually have, barriers like gates where the police, you better have a good reason to be going into that next province. And not just because you're an essential service worker, but rather you are there for an essential service. And so we can't even travel province to province. I don't know if that's been done in the United States, if you've actually been restricted from traveling over to a neighbor state or driving to California or Florida or Michigan or anything like that. But that's what we have just now in Canada is it's like all the states in the U.S. are blocked off from one another, and you need a very good reason to cross into the next province here. It has not positively affected the numbers, even during this this latest lockdown. There's been plenty of infections yet, they haven't been yet all the support seems to be that this is the only solution. It seems to be the conventional wisdom here in Canada is the only solution is to hide enough away from this until it goes away. And yet many of the experts that I follow say it's an endemic and it'll be back. And they're even going to have annual COVID shots here in Canada. The Prime Minister ordered 100 million doses, the news reported. So they know it's going to be back every year. So it's amazing to me how far we've gone with this, how the numbers have been treated, how the fear here in Canada, the fear just continues, the fear mongering after they said in the year, the first place, the vaccines available should be good for the variants as well. Well, what was that, a guess? because now the news is, oh, they won't be effective on the variants or as effective. Why guess? Why guess? First of all, these are PhD virologists. And why the shooting from the hip? You know, Dr. Fauci in the beginning assured your President Trump that this COVID virus in China was of no concern to America and Americans. And then not so long later told the president this is an emergency. So this is the top guy in America for 36 years, I guess, now. What it seems to me, unless they've got something else up their sleeves, what it seems to me is they just don't know much about this. And they're not learning, I don't think, from one another either. Florida, Texas apparently are doing very well, being largely open for business. Sweden never shut down. They had double the deaths Canadians did. We had 22 deaths per 100,000 people. They had 44. It didn't destroy their economy. They didn't stop anything. But these aren't being considered, it seems, certainly not in Canada. Certainly not in Canada, and it makes me think in other parts of the world. And the only solution, it seems, has been these lockdowns. And my goodness, I sure hope they're right in the end, because, boy, oh, boy, the cost of this is something. And the business seems to be out there. Good Lord, there's waiting lists here to get furniture or some of these manufactured goods, cars included. The jobs that seem to be out there waiting for us, if we can just get at them. And I really do hope that's the case, and hope this COVID becomes far less serious in the future, and that this, as an endemic, it's not too threatening or destructive going forward if it comes around annually. That's if you turn on the news, it's pretty much what you get these days. There isn't a headline here that isn't COVID. There are other things going on in the world. Through 2020, China's economy grew almost 7%. 7% can seem like a small figure, but, it's a huge figure for a country like America or China. Absolutely huge figure. And I thought it was interesting because I don't know of another economy that grew in the world during 2020. I don't know of one, certainly not in the whatever you want to call them, the modern countries, the old countries in Europe and the Western world here in North America. That was not the case. But China, when you appreciate how big they are and how much of the economy they control, I mean, folks, they make 8 times as much steel, new steel, as the United States of America. And the United States were number one, and now China's 8 times larger just in the steel industry alone. So this virus, was a heck of an economic boom to China. It truly was. I don't know how they managed it. We saw some news back there in the beginning. It seemed very strict. You'd see police officers involved and everything. Maybe they did a good job of managing it in their own country, but they sure didn't let it hold them back economically. And if you weren't ill with COVID or anything else, you weren't missing work. So they've done tremendously, as good as they were already doing. They just gain some more on us and the rest of the world. It's very interesting. This one day when this can be looked back on and analyzed, I just think there's going to be more there than currently meets the eye. And it's going to be interesting here in Canada. I don't know where we're going to end up with a system. It seems to me it's socialism. We're pretty socialistic now as far as that is concerned, but we are a democracy. And it doesn't seem the way we're headed. And it's frustrating. Plenty of people here, no question about that. And nobody seems to know what can be done about it. Financially, I mean, geez, we're in worse shape than the United States. I see President Biden has increased your total deficit by 20% in 120 days. $4 trillion in 120 days. So that's something we have in common between Canada and the United States. Spend a lot of money. Spending a lot of money currently, and nobody's voting for this, of course. This is all fresh ideas. And yet, out the money goes. I'm concerned, for the future and what we're doing. It's like someone who got a credit card for the first time, and the next thing you know, they're headed for bankruptcy and can't make the minimum payment. I just don't believe we can. People say back to me that, well, they just print more money. But, I'm no genius or economics major, but once again, simple arithmetic, that can't really work out. We've been off the gold standard a long time now. So I guess it's print as you will, and then other countries get to. But, the more money we print, no matter where you are, it is devaluing that currency. So we must be printing like a son of a gun up here in Canada, that's for sure, the way we're burning money. And the way we're handling COVID, we're spending the country and the public's money, the citizens' money, and at the same time, largely starving them out. People are being paid that can't work. I get that, but it's a long way away from being able to pay a house mortgage and make payments and the automobile and so forth, the goods that you need. Nothing's getting cheaper. So best thing will be when we can, all of us who got a job, get back to it. As I said, hopefully a bunch of new jobs. And brighter days will be ahead. Thanks for having me with you today, folks. My pleasure. God bless y'all, and I wish you nothing but the best in health. And until next time, stay well.
All heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.